Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful Saturday here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Bob Pompiani greeting you from number one Cochran Cadillac at the Mega Center in Monroeville. This will be a fun 2 hours. We have a lot to talk about with regard to that. T-Bird Catanzarite is here talking about lithium batteries with me. I'm learning a lot as I go. Dom DiTommaso is back at the station. And we ask you to call us at 412-928-9370. I know a lot of people want to talk. I heard Donnie talking about the Pirates, and we'll get into that. But I also want to talk about the Steelers and a big crowd that turned out last night in Latrobe for Friday Night Lights. But first and foremost, Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And later in the broadcast, we'll talk about the weather, which for the first time in, geez, I don't know how many weeks, feels like actual fall conditions, which I love. Temperatures in the 70s, a little breeze, perfect day to come out. And come out here to number one Cochran Cadillac in Monroeville. I'll tell you why. It's their Charge and Chill event. You could come out here. We got food, we got giveaways, and special savings. That's what this is all about on electric vehicles, EVs. And today only, you can get $1,000 off number one Cochran's already reduced clear-cut price on a new electric vehicle. One other thing to consider, the $7,500 federal tax credit on electric vehicles also permanently expires on September the 30th. So make sure you take advantage of it while it's still available to you. The tax credit is applied as an immediate discount on qualifying EV lease or purchases. And this is the fun fact about today. If you come out here and check us out at number one Cochran Cadillac, you're going to find that our broadcast equipment is being powered entirely by a Cadillac electric vehicle. You talk about efficiency, it's right next to us, and they have this battery in here that's a lithium battery, 800 volts. You can get 450 miles on battery range. It's fast charging. There's a lot more to talk about, and we'll do that as the show continues here. But come on out, check it out, see for yourself what these things are like, and I think you'll be impressed at number one Cochran Cadillac. But we have to talk about the Pirates, and we also have to talk about the Steelers, which I'm excited about because we're getting closer to our preseason game coming up next Saturday at Jacksonville. Steelers went through their Friday Night Lights in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and 13,000 plus on hand. I think it was 13,653. It was really the second padded workout, a beautiful night for that. People from 36 different states around this country came in for this, and it's become sort of a rite of passage here. The people will make this trip. It's part of vacation planning. It's really unbelievable when you think about it, what they've been able to do and get the kinds of people here. They had people from Puerto Rico, from the D.C. area, Germany, Poland, Mexico, Canada, all at Latrobe High School Stadium last night. And what they saw were some padded pops, backs on backers, and from all the reports indicate that Darnell Washington has been absolutely dominant. He is a big mount, as they call him, Mount Washington, and he took on guys like T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, DeMarvin Leal, Jack Sawyer, and he beat them all in the backs on backers. One guy who's really had problems here, and he's had a soft tissue injury, and he's a guy who, you know, certainly is a lot expected of this year, and that would be Broderick Jones at left tackle. He's just not been what so far what they want him to be and what he needs to be, which is a starting left tackle on the blind side for Aaron Rodgers. So as we go through the rest of this, we will certainly talk about the Steelers and some of the position battles going on and some of the most important needs they have. And join us tonight on KDK TV. We have our third Steelers training camp all access show for you. That's at 11:35 tonight on KDK TV. I'll be joined by Charlie Batch, as always, Rich Walsh, who was there for the last couple of shows, and this is week number two of this process here. So we'll give you all the updated information on what's going on at Steelers training camp. That's tonight, 11:35. KDK TV. In the meantime, we're going to talk about Steeler position battles, what you like, what you don't like, how you think they'll fare in the AFC North. There is a lot of optimism coming out of Latrobe, Pennsylvania. This week, the Pat McAfee Show was there, also Sirius Radio. You had NFL Network and all these different national television sites coming in and doing reports on what's going on in Pittsburgh. It is one of the most watched and talked about camps in the NFL right now. And so the optimism is high. The vibe is high. The question is, will that continue into the season? And how will the Steelers fare? When I looked at their schedule when it first came out, I thought the same thing as I did last year, which was you better make hay early because this schedule does get more difficult as the weeks go on. And the last eight games are going to be a really difficult stretch for them. Some of the more incredible teams are going to be playing in that stretch, including Buffalo, including Detroit. I would even look at Chicago and say it's not an easy team like you'd think. They got some upgrades, especially with Ben Johnson as their head coach now, and some of the stuff they've done there will be an interesting matchup for sure. Plus, there are two Ravens games in there. There's a Bengals game, two Browns games. Those are all difficult, and that's part of the second half of the season. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. But, of course, I'm sure everyone wants to talk about what's going on here with the Pittsburgh Pirates and what happened last night, not just because it came out the heels of one of their worst trade deadline stretches, but also the way they lost last night. Many of you may have gone to sleep with the Pirates up by 9 runs. They scored 9 runs in the very first inning, and they lost. It was 15-6 halfway through the game, still up by 9, and yet the bullpen completely failed them. Somehow, some way, to that team, the Colorado Rockies, the worst team in baseball, team that came in with just 29 wins on the entire season. That's it. And yet they beat the Pirates 17-16 in that game last night. Quite frankly, you can't make that stuff up. And it came on, like I said, the heels of one of the worst days that Ben Cherington could have offered up. And I say this from the context, as I said before, from Paul Skeens. You have a generational pitcher. You have some really talented young pitchers in this system here who you expect to build around, and they haven't done nothing of the sort. They haven't built around anything. This past off season, after Skeens had a tremendous rookie season and won Rookie of the Year, they knew they needed offense. They were ranked number 29 in offense last season, and they've actually done nothing to help that, and they've regressed in many ways. So they've wasted another year of Paul Skeens. I thought at this trade deadline they may make an attempt to get bats somehow, some way, and even if that meant going after people or letting people go after some of their top prospects. And that includes Bubba Chandler. If I can maximize some of my top blue chip prospects and get bats that would help my situation, I would do it. And I thought that was going to be part of this whole process, but it wasn't the case, at least not yesterday. They came away with, I think, 7 different players. 5 of them are in high A, single A baseball, which is good if you're the Grasshoppers fan down there in Greensburg, but it doesn't help you at all if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates, not now and not next year. So what will they do in the offseason? What happens next? We'll find out at 412-928-9370. But if I had to make a conclusion about yesterday and the day before, it's that Ben Cherington is operating as if he's still going to be in charge of this team. What are your thoughts at 412-928-9370? I know a lot of people want to talk about this, so we'll get right to it. But again, I'd like to host some of your calls about the Steelers. Are you as optimistic as some of the national media about the Steelers? I've heard Super Bowl talk as well. Are they that good based on what they have? They have a roster full of big names and guys who've had tremendous careers, but they're also older. Are they a team that can contend for a Super Bowl? At 412-928-9370, let's start with Rob in Pittsburgh, who joins us right now. Hello, Rob. How are you? Rob, are you there?
Yep, I'm here, Bob.
Go right ahead.
Okay. So anyway, I just want to say hey to all the Pittsburgh fans, both baseball and football. It's a great time of year for Steelers. But I'd like to start off with just saying how ironic it is, and it's almost humorous, that this radio station actually is part of the Pittsburgh Pirates broadcast team. I mean, don't these people, Cherington and Nutting, don't they listen to this show and listen to what people are talking about and how pathetic they are? I don't want to see the Pittsburgh Pirates leave the area, and that's been some talk, I guess, in the background. Probably harder to do than if they really wanted to. But with that said, I want to move on to the Steelers a little bit.
Go right ahead.
I was just talking to a co-worker of mine out in Ohio today, and he asked what I thought about the Steelers and blah, blah, blah. And I said, hey, I'm hoping that Aaron Rodgers is going to be so healed up from his Achilles injury that he's just going to really prove some people wrong, that the Steelers can not only compete, but maybe even have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, maybe not win it this time, use the next year as an offseason and bring Rodgers back one more time and let him end as a Super Bowl champion. That's all I got, Bob. Thanks, man.
All right, Rob, thanks. Well, listen, with regard to Aaron Rodgers, at the very beginning of this process, I wasn't convinced that he was going to end up here. I thought they made a play for Justin Fields, and I thought they were legit and that they wanted him. They didn't make an offer big enough for him to accept, or maybe he wasn't happy with what they were telling him with regard to guaranteed role as a starter, whatever the case may be. What I will say, though, is that Aaron Rodgers is the kind of guy who could come in here, and given his history, if he gets the kind of protection necessary, that he could be still very effective. If you look at what happened last year with him in New York, and I tried to break it down in the red zone more than anything, he was extremely successful in the red zone. And I know late in the year, some of those games didn't matter as they fell to 5-12 overall. But he still made some really good passes. The arm strength still appears to be there. He can sling it all over the field. His IQ is high when it comes to this kind of stuff. The big question is the age and whether or not they can protect him from getting hit too much. And that's where Broderick Jones' conversation comes in, because he is going to be manned with that responsibility after playing right tackle the last couple of years. Dan Moore leaves for a huge, ridiculous offer, I thought, out of Tennessee at $82 million. And that goes to show you how important left tackles are, that Dan Moore can get $82 million from another team. But good for him. He did. He's a really good guy, and I'm happy for him. But at the same time, that's how important that position is. And I think Broderick Jones now, the key to this whole offense is going to be how he fares as a left tackle going against some of the best pass rushers in the game. I think Rodgers, though, because of the way he handles the position, he is very professional about it. Mike Tomlin went on Sirius Radio yesterday and had a very interesting take about Aaron Rodgers, in that he said that he can manipulate things just by his voice cadence better than most anyone he's seen. He knows how to get these, and it helps their own defense in practice all these days up there at St. Vincent College. They're going to know, and you have to pay close attention to a lot of stuff that he does with regard to voice cadence and just his ability to sense things out there and change on the fly. And I do think he'll be granted the opportunity to do exactly that. He's a four-time NFL MVP. He should. So if that all goes well and he's healthy enough, I could see them being a much better offense. There are those who believe that they still need a number two receiver. I don't know if I'd go that far right now, only because I think what's left out there may not be good enough unless you make a trade and Terry McLaurin wants out. That's line. We've heard that before. But he wants $30 million a year. How much money will you invest in your top two receivers? Knowing that, however, you're not paying your quarterback spot so for the next several years. So you'll be able to save money there. So there is that possibility. But I think Jonnu Smith and Calvin Austin and hopefully Roman Wilson will be able to make up for that lack of a, quote, number two guy behind DK Metcalf. Thanks, Rich. Rob, for the call. Let's go to Rich in Forest Hills, who joins us right now as we broadcast live here from number one Cochran Cadillac at the Mega Center in Monrovia. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Bob. I always enjoy talking to you on a Saturday.
Thank you.
Rarely do I disagree with you. I think Charrington's moves at the deadline indicate to me that he's gone. He's been told he's gone. I think he was told to dump salary, and he did. I think he was told to get back draft picks because another rebuild is coming, which he certainly won't oversee. And I think he was told to hold on to the more valuable assets because even Nutjob's got to see that the guy can't not even win a trade. He can't even break even in a trade. So he's not going to get back fair value for O'Neill Cruz or Teller or whoever else they might trade.
But how do you explain Rich Bailey Falter? I mean, he makes $2.2 million.
It's 2.2 this year. He's going to go to salary arbitration. It's probably going to turn out to be 7 or 8. Okay.
Well, okay.
It's
so be it. He's a pretty good left-handed pitcher who has still years of control. I think they want those kind of players.
Yeah. You and I are. You would think. You and I are in agreement, but their history dictates something else. Their history dictates, and Bednar was gone just for the exact same reason. Why do you think Santana was retained? His arbitration number will go up, but it won't be go up anywhere near like those two guys. I'm telling you, I'll bet you a quarter that the day after the season's over, the World Series is over, Charrington is out. You couldn't fire him before the trade deadline. That's just not practical. But you could put restrain him from what he might consider doing if he were to be here long term. He's gone. And the last point that I'll make is, you know, they talk about trading on this team. They have two tradable assets, Skeens and probably Keller. O'Neill Cruz is a wild card. All this young pitching. Look at what Bubba Chandler's done for the last 2 months. Look at Thomas Harrington when he comes up, okay? They do not have nearly the pitching depth, young pitching depth just ready that I think most people that talk about their pitching depth can support. I think that this is a team that the only way they're going to get out of this is to spend their way out of this or to get rid of the general manager and get somebody who can actually trade and make use of, you know, trade valuable assets for valuable return. Charrington's gone. There's no two ways about it.
I disagree, and I'll tell you why I disagree. And you may be right. And quite frankly, he deserves nothing but that, given, you know, the 6 years we've seen here. But this also is all about the owner, and it's always going to be about the owner. You say bring in someone who can make trades more efficiently. That person probably won't be hired by the Pirates because that person will want to do it his way, and that would include hiring the next manager. And he may not like Donnie Kelly as the manager. He may want to go out and get his own. So I think all of these things in place to me indicate that they're just going to continue as is, and I don't like it. I think they need a complete change, but it all still comes down to Bob Nutting. How much is he willing to let a guy do what he has to do? How much is he willing to allow the payroll to expand? Can he tell a new GM, you're not going to spend more than $70 million? And will that GM take the job? No. You'll end up getting somebody like a Ben Charrington again. That's my biggest fear.
Well, I don't think that you're wrong in that point, but I don't think that persuades me that I'm wrong and Charrington will be fired. You know, what Nutting has done all along has been to try to deflect blame away from him. You know, he's not the problem. The Los Angeles Dodgers are the problem. He's not the problem. The manager is on the field is the problem. Therefore, we have to fire him. And at the end of the season, he's not the problem. The GM didn't function. So it's a matter of what you think the goals are of Ben Sharing of Nutting. I think the goals of Nutting are to retain ownership, not be pressured by the players' union, not to be pressured by Major League Baseball, keep things status quo. I think that's why they didn't trade the kind of fluffers and Tommy fans because the replacements would have been worse and they would have lost, you know, 30 games for the rest of the way instead of 20. I think it's all about putting lipstick on a pig and trying to maintain the status quo. Until this guy gets smoked out by Major League Baseball, nothing is going to change.
But thanks, Rich. I'll remember this call if that happens, and I'll invite you to call again when that does happen. We'll see you at the end of the season. Thank you for that call at 412-928-9370. Dom, let's get one more in. That would be Bruce in Greensfield. What's up, Bruce? How are you?
Hey, Bob. How's it going today?
Good.
I know you're as disgusted as I am. I'll get right to the point. I'll talk about the Pirates and the Steelers. I'll be brief. First of all, with the Pirates, I know Cherington has made some blunders. Cherington can't make a move unless he runs it by Nutting's desk. Nutting's behind the whole thing. We all know that. Nobody will say it. Let's get it out there to the public. Let's start preaching about that. Second of all, what in the heck did Don Kelly leave the pitcher in last night for in the bottom of the inning?
He gave you talking about Thomas runs. Harrington? Or who are you talking about? Because you could have made that claim about Harrington. They bring him into the game. He gets nobody out. Six runs.
Santana.
Well, where's he going to go? Who at that point? Santana's your closer. You traded Bednar. He's the guy who, and he's been pretty efficient up until this point.
Bob, after the display he put on with those hitters, you got to get him out of there. I mean, you don't leave a guy in there like that. I mean, he was off. The guy was off. And then, I mean, you know, well, we can talk about that forever. But then, it's obvious that nobody on that team could care less if they win or not. First of all, maybe you can explain this to me. What in the world is Jack Suwinski doing in the major leagues, let alone on the Pittsburgh Pirates? He's the worst player in the major leagues and definitely the worst player ever to wear a Pirates uniform. He came to the plate the other night batting .098. What is he doing in the lineup?
Well, that's a good question. I wouldn't have him in the lineup. I know that. And there are a lot of guys in that lineup I wouldn't have in. I wouldn't want a lot of that lineup that we saw in the last couple of days available to me. I'd want younger guys. If I'm going to go through this process now here in August into September, I don't want to see any more Tommy Pham. I don't want to see IKF. That's why I thought they'd be traded and they'd bring somebody else in. And I'd also say, okay, it's time for Billy Cook. It's time for Nick York. Show me what you got. I'm going to show you right now. You're going to get a month's worth of playing time. Go out and do it. And if you don't do it, then we know that we've busted here. They've already busted on their catching situation, both with Henry Davis and Joey Bart now. He looks like he's reverted back to the guy the Giants wanted to get rid of. They've redrafted that position. It's a hard position to draft when you're looking for offense. None of it has worked, and it's all under their watch. Bruce, thanks. I got to go. Thanks. Are you still there? You said you want a Steelers call. Go ahead, real quick.
Oh, yeah. Briefly on the Steelers. Let's face facts. These people that are talking Steelers Super Bowl, talk to me when they get a running game. They have no running backs. They haven't since Jerome Bettis.
All right, Bruce, thanks. I disagree there. I think they could have a decent one. And I thought the combination of Najee Harris and Jalen Warren were effective. You know, not great, but they were certainly effective. But they, you know, if you're going to talk about the Steelers and Super Bowl, everything's got to click right. And I would say that's true of just about every team. You got to stay away from injury. You got to have all your best players play. Now consider they have five new defensive starters. That's not going to be easy, especially when you lose a guy like Minka Fitzpatrick. And I realize people were critical of Minka and the communication problems that they had. But still, he's still highly rated in what he's done. Not so much last year, but overall. Who will man that position? They brought in Clark to complement Thornhill. I think Clark will probably beat Thornhill out now. Not sure of that. Deshaun Elliott. But it's a whole different kind of concept there defensively. We'll see what they have names. There's no question about that. But they also have older players there, and they need help in stopping them. You talk about the run game. To me, the biggest key to them is, can they stop opposing run games? They did not do that efficiently at all last year, especially against the Baltimore Ravens, who you know are going to give you a steady dose of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. You better be able to stop that. And all these good teams do have good running games. And if you can't stop that, you take pressure and opportunities away from your edge rushers because they become less effective when another team is just running the ball so consistently against you. 412-928-9370. Again, we're live at number one Cochran Cadillac Monroeville Mega Center. Come on out here because it is the Charge and Chill event. We have food, giveaways, and special savings on electric vehicles. Today only, ladies and gentlemen, you can get $1,000 off of number one Cochran's already reduced clear-cut price on a new electric vehicle and a tax credit, $7,500. This is going to expire on September 30th. Take advantage of it right now while it's still available to you. The tax credit is applied really as an immediate discount on a qualifying EV lease or purchase. EVs of every size, the Ultium series, right here at number one Cochran Cadillac in Monroeville. I'm Bob Pompiani, back with more after this on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And it's a beautiful Saturday in Pittsburgh. Bob Pompiani here with the T-Bird. I just heard this nickname, the T-Bird, Catanzarite. So, Dom, I heard you call him T-Bird. I never heard that before, but I wasn't around for all these different shows. Where did T-Bird come from? Is that a Joe Starkeyism? Yes, okay. Of course, he has a nickname for everybody. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We're live once again at the number one Cochran Cadillac Monroeville. This is part of their mega center. You got just about every possible brand of vehicle here, but we're at Cadillac for a good reason. It's called the Charge and Chill event. You can come out here. They have food giveaways, special savings on EVs, those electric vehicles. And today only, I want to stress that, you can get $1,000 off. Number one, Cochran's already reduced clear-cut price on a new EV. Plus, there's a $7,500 federal tax credit on EVs. Will permanently expire on September 30th, so take advantage while they're still on the board. And this tax credit is really applied as an immediate discount on qualifying EV leases or purchase. And here's the fun part of our broadcast day here. This whole broadcast equipment is being powered by the car that's next to us, entirely by a Cadillac electric vehicle. So you talk about efficiency. Not only are they doing that with the same lithium battery, they are cooking hot dogs off that battery. So you can do a lot of things with it. Come on out and check out their entire stock here. They got the Ultium series of EVs at number one Cochran Cadillac Monroeville. All right, we'll get back to the lines in a second, but as Dom said in his update, I believe this was the second time ever in Major League Baseball history. And the Pirates have made a lot of historic moves this year, and many of them not been good ones. It's the second time since 1893 that a team scored 9 runs on 10 hits in the first inning of a game and ended up not winning that game. So you got to go back to 1893. But the Pirates did last night. In case you went to bed, they were up 9-0 after 1, 15-6. Bullpen collapsed after that. Santana gives up 5 in the bottom of the ninth, including 2 home runs. They lose 17-16 to a team that came in with a 29-80 record, I believe it was, the Colorado Rockies. So bottom line is another just terrible thing to talk about with the Pirates in the year 2025. This after a trade deadline period resulted in no major league players coming here. They doubled down and tripled down on their catching situation. The biggest acquisition of the trades they made was for another catcher who may not even be ready to play. He's in AAA and he's struggling down there, it looks like. But that also tells you that Henry Davis has been a bust. I was hesitant to call him that, but I don't know what else I can call him. Joey Bart, a guy they thought would be in the middle of their lineup after hitting 14 home runs once Ben Cherington picked him up off waivers from San Francisco. He has been terrible this year. And, you know, Andy Rodriguez is always hurt. So that catching situation continues to be a problem. With regard to the Steelers, and also I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370, we talked about, you know, what they're trying to do, and I give Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin, Art Rooney the second, a lot of credit in that they're not, you know, kicking cans down the road like the Pirates tend to do. They're really not. They're trying to win every year, even if the ideal situations, and they've made mistakes to contribute to this, exist. They're trying to cram an entire offseason into a couple of weeks of training camp with guys who've not been here. 5 new starters on defense, including Jalen Ramsey. You're going to see a lot of him throughout the course of the season in probably a hybrid kind of role. He played outside cornerback most of his career, but he's expected to play in a variety of things here, along with Juan Thornhill in the secondary, Darius Slay, they brought him in. Again, these are older guys who've been around. Thornhill has won a championship. But to me, all of this cramming has to, you know, really pay off in the first 6 weeks of the season because the schedule, again, is loaded heavily later in the year. Only one opponent in the first 6 games they're going to play here had made the playoffs last year. So they got the Jets, they got the Seahawks, the Patriots, the Browns, Bengals combined for 27-54 record in 2024. You got to take advantage of some of those early season games because it really does ramp up in the second half of the season. 412-928-9370, back to the phone banks we go, beginning with Dante in Sewickley. What's up, Dante? How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Bob?
Good. What's up, man?
Hey, you know the media has a lot of power, right?
Yeah, probably. Not as much as it used to.
But you know, the media still sways political public opinion all over the world and causes changes to action, right?
Okay, what are you? Let's focus on sports here. How does it affect what you're about
all
to
right,
say?
So what I wanted to drive at is, we listen to you guys that are smart. You bring up a lot of good points about the Pirates and the things that they do wrong all these years, and it's just been going on for so long. I could go back all the way to them losing Goose Gossage to the Yankees in 1975 or whatever, and the Yankees won the World Series. But this reign with Bob Nutting, I just would like to have you guys start a campaign where, you know, day one, this is day one of calling for answers. We want a panel of discussion and answer with Bob Nutting. You know, like, and just bring you guys out.
Well, Dante, I will tell you this, Dante. We have tried, I think everyone has tried, to get Bob Nutting to sit down. He did one thing at the beginning of the season where he came on. It was in spring training, and he pretty much said, I have given this management group all the tools and resources they need. He expected to be a playoff team. They have for the last couple of years. They failed and miserably in just about everything they say they were going to do. We've asked, but he doesn't do it. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You can only ask.
Yeah, I think there should be public pressure that it counting the days where you're asking, and it goes on national news, how many days this goes for him to sit down and answer questions in a city where everybody in Allegheny County pays an extra 1% for everything we buy to pay for his stadium. and he doesn't do. I mean, this is our money. He's basically keeping, messing around with, and I think just political pressure that just mounts and mounts and becomes so large that instead of just requesting he come on the air, which he easily blows off and snuffs off, I'm talking about having a campaign where he has to address them and he has to address things, and it's going to force him to change things.
I don't know. One thing I've learned, and Dante, thank you for the call in Sewickley. One thing I've known about Bob Nutting is that nothing seems to bother him. I said this to Joe the other day on our show during the week, that if it were me, I would really take this stuff personally because of the reasons you cited. And I did, too. I mean, he's gotten a lot of incentives from tax breaks because of bringing a team here, having this team here, owning this team here. In return, you'd expect there to be, effort every year to be a team that can contend. That's the least thing you would expect out of an owner who's getting so much out of a tax base and all the support he does get. But he's not. Apparently, he doesn't get bothered by this stuff. I would feel obligated just because of everything that's happened. I would want my fans to hear from me. And when things don't go well, I own it. They haven't owned anything. All they do is say that we're going to continue to do what they're doing, and what they're doing is setting up another rebuild. 412-928-9370. And again, if you want to go and protest and do that kind of stuff, feel free. But I don't think it's something that we can do, nor do we have time to do. There's a lot of stuff to do. What we can do is publicly criticize, ask for answers from them, ask for people to be made available, and that's about all you can do, I think. Let's go to Joe in Verona. What's up, Joe? How are you?
Go ahead, Bob. I'm glad to have you back. I'll make a comment on what that guy said. Before I want to tell you, this is my opinion, Bob. I do not think that Sherrington will be fired, even though he should. He's the worst I've ever seen. You've talked to me many times. I said, I've been watching baseball for 75 years. I mean, watching it, not born. I'm over 80. So he's the worst I've ever seen. But here's what I see. I see other general managers, they have owners, and the owners give them strength and power and talk to each other and do whatever. I really believe, and it's just my opinion, a guy like Nutting has this, brown nose, whatever you call it, Sherrington. He's not really a general manager. He's making his payroll, his salary. So I think he goes, and it's just an example. I want you to get rid of Hayes because he got $30 million on the salary, and get rid of him. I don't care who you get back. Get rid of Bednar because he's going to have a good salary next year in arbitration. Get rid of Faulkner, and that's what he does. And he ain't going to lose his job because he's a yes man. He's not a general manager, like real general manager, and it's really sad. And he's an evil man, Nutting. I'm sorry. He don't have no feeling for anybody but his family, I assume. City of Pittsburgh is, we're nobody, like that guy just said. And the only pressure you can put on him, not like from you, Bob, but like the city of Pittsburgh going to baseball, say this guy is really killing us and things like that. But I don't think Sherrington's going, Bob. Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I agree. Thank you, Joe, because I appreciate the call. I said that to the previous caller who disagrees. He thinks Ben Sherrington will be fired as soon as the season is over. I don't. I get the feeling that this was the marching orders, and he did what the owner wanted to do. And for that, he'll probably retain the job. I just don't think that's the way to go. First of all, they made that Brian Hayes contract. They knew what they were getting into. Now, the injuries changed a lot of the direction of his offensive production. I believe that, too. But it's really not that much money. We're making it sound like this is a huge amount of money. It really isn't in baseball terms. I do think baseball should look at this situation and just say, okay, what are your intentions here? And I would, as a commissioner, I would want to know where the money that they get from all of the major league assets that they have, because every team does get them. Where does that money go? And it should be, I've always said this, it always should go to the roster. It should not go to other parts of the organization, metrics, whatever, buying new places down there in the Dominican. I don't care about that. I care about the roster. Now, yes, you have to develop better than they've developed, and if some of that money they're putting genuinely into that, I guess makes sense, but I still think the money should go into the. If you're not going to have a salary cap and floor, you need something to force people to spend more money, and they're just not doing it. All right, let's go to Mark and Carrick, who joins us right now on the Bob Pompeiani Show. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, Pomp, how you doing?
It's one of those days. It's a beautiful day, though, Mark. We should enjoy that.
Yeah, that is true. Pomp, let me ask you a question. What ultimate incentive is Sherrington going to have in a league which we do have another team, you know, the A's, which I know they're playing in a glorified AAA stadium in Sacramento. Of, you know, they're a team with no home, and he's looking at that, and then he's in this situation. Do you think this maybe just be him setting himself up to for a hard, you know, line in the sand for what's going to be a very acrimonious CBA negotiation? Do you think there's maybe something deeper to it? I mean, at this point, they become unintentionally entertaining. I can't look away. I'm, you know, a fan, you know, from day one. But what's your opinion on that and things of that nature as an owner?
Well, I think we're going to find out, you know, at the end of next year when this comes to pass. And I think we got a glimpse of it the other day when it was Bryce Harper and the commissioner nose to nose, apparently. First of all, if I'm Bryce Harper, I'd mind my own business. All right. I think Rob
Manfred that surprised me because
I would have suspended him immediately.
Let that leak.
I'm sorry. I would. You know, yeah. Bryce Harper benefits because he is a really good player in the top end of the Baseball Players Association. They make a ton of money. The rest of them don't really, comparatively, and shouldn't do more. And I think that's what this whole thing is about. So, you know, the bottom line is I think Bob Nutting is not going to want anything to change. He should want things to change. He should be leading the forefront for all these guys to say, we need change. And, you know, yeah, I failed. I should own it. I haven't spent enough money. But I think the system encourages this. It's not forcing me to spend more or other teams like me to spend more. I think in the benefit, you know, in pursuit of, you know, equality on the field, I need a salary cap and floor. And I think that's a modest request that should be listened to by just about every owner. But the top-end ones aren't going to listen to it. They don't want it. They like feeding off franchises like the Pirates and the A's and Tampa, whoever else fits into that you know, description. So I'm not holding my breath on that. I still think there's going to be a work stoppage to some degree. I don't know what you think, but I honestly believe that they're going to just continue to do what they do, and I think that's bad for baseball.
Yeah, unfortunately, the status quo here, you know, has not served us well for the past three decades. And like you said, the future isn't looking great, but, you know, hope springs eternal, Bob. So,
well, we'll see. Optimism is a good way to live your life, Mark, and I would agree with that. Thanks for the call. One more before we go to break. That would be Doug in West Virginia. Hello, Doug. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thank you for calling.
Good. Yeah, I like the fact that you just kind of highlighted the fact that the system's broke, right? It's hard to compete, but, you know, being in sales, you know, the Pirates do something that's called sell the box, right? We never hear about great baseball, come watch a great baseball team. We hear about the best stadium. Oh, and if you don't like the best stadium, you know, back in the day when you took your kid to the cereal aisle, they wanted the cereal that had the best toy in it, right? That's what we do with bobbleheads and fireworks nights. So, in essence, a little bit of a snake salesman, right? I mean, we're not buying a baseball product. We're not competing to win. And at the end of the day, it's the bottom line.
Well, it's always the bottom line, especially for bottom line people. You know, I think this group here believes too much in metrics and not enough in what they see, you know, on production on the field. And, you know, they'll tell you, and this is what I said the other day, too, that I really, Doug, do not like, is that they sell and they have people who believe what they're selling on these. Well, this guy is ranked 8th in this system. He's 14th here. We have 3 of the top 30 guys. We have 5 of the top 100 guys. That means nothing to me anymore because most of the guys they've had in those situations have not proven to be good players in the major league level. And it's difficult to make that jump. I totally get it. There's a big divide between AAA and the majors right now. But still, you know, the bottom line is you got to find players who are going to handle it and handle it well. And do you believe there's going to be a cap? I don't believe it. I want to believe it, but I don't think I'm going to end up believing it.
I want to believe it too, but I don't think so. But you hit on something really, really good. You know, I think Tamar Johnson's R8. He's rated number 8. Not good enough to get to the major leagues, but the Yankees, we took their 8 for Bednar, right? And if you believe what David said on social media, nobody from the Pirate organization reached out to him to tell him he was traded. He learned it via social media. Yeah. Here's a guy that Bob Nutting talked about keeping because of his importance both on and off the field, and we don't even have the decency to pick up the phone and thank him for his service and wish him, you know, the best of luck as he's leaving town. I mean, yet again, just another blunder, I think, by the Pirates. along with the bricks that we destroyed and everything else that's happened this year.
Well, thanks, Doug. Appreciate the call. I got to run to a break here, but I do appreciate the call from West Virginia. I will say this. I think this organization, the management team of this organization, does think they're smarter than most people when it comes to metrics and when it comes to analytics. And I think they put a lot of money into it, and they believe what they say, that by this date we think we'll be competitive. But then all of a sudden the analytics backfire, and none of the people you expect to develop based on the analytics develop. And so here they are. Redrafting the same kind of positions they're trying to find answers at, and it just goes on and on. And I'm sorry, it you know, that kind of stuff has to gotta change. There are other organizations that do it much better, and maybe they're not as heavily involved in metrics and analytics and all this stuff they're buying into, but they're looking and finding guys who pass the eye test, who go through it and work and develop quicker. Developing is another big part of this. You know, you can bring in good players, but if you can't develop them and they waste time in the minors and regress because they're just taking too long to get through the system, I think that has an effect on people too. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff at work here. It's just a complex situation for the Pirates, but they failed in doing what they're supposed to do, and it's been 6 years. How much longer can it go if you're going to retain Ben Cherington? 412-928-9370 is the number to call. I want to give you the weather, because it's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today we got nice conditions, sunny, pleasant, breezy, 77 for the high, 64 for the low. Tomorrow it's going to be more sun all day, a high of 80 degrees, low of 56. When we come back, more calls at 412-928-9370 and more information about number one Cochran Cadillac Monroeville. We are here live on site, and you have a chance to get some new electric vehicles, and you can save big. We'll give you all the details on that as we continue right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Welcome back as we broadcast live today from number one Cochran Cadillac Monroeville Mega Center. This is the Charge and Chill event. If you're in this area, come on out. Got food, giveaways, special savings on EVs, those popular electric vehicles. Today only, you'll get a $1,000 off one number one Cochran's already reduced clear-cut price on a new EV. And keep this in mind as well. The $7,500 federal tax credit on these vehicles, it will expire on September 30th. So take advantage while it's still available. The tax credit is applied as an immediate discount on qualifying EV lease or purchase. We are here, and I just had a hot dog that was cooked by an EV. Does that sound strange to you? Because it does to me, but it's true. All the power of this lithium battery is charging our broadcast here, but it's also charging food. And they make pretty good hot dogs. Now, excuse me, I just had to burp. I didn't mean to do that in your ear, but I just did. Man, that's bad. Sorry about that. 412-928-9370. I ate that hot dog too fast, T-Bird. That's what happens. And then you get a reversal. It's almost like Kobayashi when it comes back the other way. And I didn't want that to happen, at least not now. We're talking about and the Pirates. Also want to talk about the Steelers again. If you're going out there, big crowd again expected today at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. We have a special coming up tonight, 11:35 KDKA. It is called Steelers All Access Training Camp 2005. Charlie Batch, Rich Walsh, and I will break down what happened week number two. And if you look at this roster on paper, I mean, it looks pretty good, especially if you look back 4 or 5 years ago, because they have some names that were really prominent in the game, still prominent in the game. They have 10 players with Super Bowl rings on this roster now. They have 9 with All-Pro on their resumes. They have 17 who have been around for a long time, over 30 years of age, and that could be a problem as the season grinds on. But it's certainly going to be an interesting one for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll talk more about that. In the meantime, let's go back to the phone lines at 412-928-9370. And let's see who we have here. Is it Bob and Hershey?
Yep.
Hello, Bob and Hershey. How are you?
Hey, I don't know. I just don't know how Cherington can keep his job because, I mean, is Bob Nutting that dense and he can't see how he's ruining the team?
But I think Bob Nutting and the management staff believes that they have information via metrics and via analytics that suggests that these guys are better than what we see. I mean, I don't know how else you explain it. I mean, they draft guys and try to develop guys. How else? Why else is this not working? They must think there's some deep level metric stuff that we don't know about, or that eventually will surface.
Well, the only metric thing I'm looking at is how many wins we have. You know, that should be the main metric.
Absolutely. After 6 years, how long does it take? This is how many rebuilds have we seen?
It sounds like we're going into another rebuild. What happened to the first rebuild?
I don't think there's any question. The only thing that change for it not to be a rebuild, and for as I said before, when you have a guy like Paul Skenes, who by the way is pitching today in Colorado, which means they'll lose 1-0 after scoring combined what 33 runs last night. But the point is, when you have a team like this, you can augment it with signings. What you have to do, if you're truly committed to Paul Skenes over the next 2 years and some of these younger pitchers who I think have a lot of promise, is that you got to go out and spend the kind of money that we've seen teams like Chicago Cubs, like Milwaukee Brewers, like even Cincinnati Reds are spending. And it'll take their payroll from 70s to 80 million to 130 million. That's the only way it happens. But you have to convince people that you're really trying to do that to try to win right now. I think a lot of players understand that that won't happen because they haven't shown any history that it would happen. But that's the only way you change it, because you tell me, how many people in their organization right now?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, do you see? It's a beautiful Saturday to be out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, wherever you may be. We are today live in Monroeville. It's the number one Cochran Cadillac Monroeville. We got the Mega Center, and it's going strong here. We're here in front of number one Cochran Cadillac. It's their Charge and Chill event. Come on out. You'll get actually hot dogs that are being cooked by lithium batteries, believe it or not, in a Cadillac right next to us. That's how strong those batteries are. They're giveaways, special savings on EVs. And today only you get $1,000 off number one Cochran's already reduced clear-cut price on a new EV. And keep this in mind, a $7,500 federal payroll tax credit on EVs permanently expires September the 30th. So you have a little bit of time to take advantage of that while it's still available. And no tax credit, it's applied as an immediate discount. So right off the bat, you'll save that kind of money if you come in to number one Cochran Cadillac in Monroeville. First off, I want to congratulate 48 years on the job for Donna Donovan. Donna is here, 48 years on the job. She has been one of the stalwarts of number one Cochran. And Donna, congratulations on all your success. They just signed you for another 20 years, so you have a lot of, you have a lot going on there. But congratulations on that. And she knows a lot about cars, but so does the man to my right, Logan Chris. Did I say that right?
Christ.
Christ.
Yeah.
C-R-I-S-E. Logan Christ. I knew I was going to mess that up, but, but I shouldn't, because I heard it twice and I should have known it. Logan Christ is here, and Logan, you know more about this stuff than I do, so I just wanted to give you the microphone. Tell us about this vehicle that's making hot dogs for us and also powering our broadcast here today, and how has that happened with these electronic vehicles?
Yeah, definitely, Bob. We appreciate you coming out today. We're sitting next to an Escalade IQ. So with Cadillac, it's kind of been a huge brand for us over the years, and they're finally rolling out a lot of electric cars with this Escalade IQ next to us. It gets up to 460 miles of range. But what's nice, too, is like you just talked about, how we're able to power the broadcast. We're cooking hot dogs with it. I have a guy that powers his house when it goes out, when the electric goes out with it. So it's pretty neat. They're coming a long way, and the infrastructure's there, a lot more charging. So it's awesome that we're getting to experience this and have plenty of them here in stock.
Well, Logan, I should tell you that Tom Katanjerek, T-Bird here, is our producer on site. He actually builds lithium batteries. Is that right, Tom?
That's right.
You build them. So he knows a lot more about this. I should let you guys have this conversation, but I wanted to ask you about the battery range. When we talk about electric vehicles, common questions that you get are, okay, well, how long does this battery last? And when I get to a charging station, how long does it take to recharge?
Yeah, that's always been a big point with everybody that even comes in. We call it range anxiety. Everybody always hears horror stories, but that's all you hear, one or two things, and everybody runs with it. But the technology has come so far nowadays. Like a lot of these before, when they first started rolling out these EVs, you were talking like 180 miles of range on a lot of this stuff. But like this Escalade right here, you get up to 460, which is kind of crazy. And a lot of our mid-size ones, you get up to 310, 320. And the thing that's nice about it is before there was nowhere near as many like fast chargers and stuff like that. On road trips, it was tough because there wasn't places to stop. But now the infrastructure's just grown so much over the last 2 years to where we've just seen a boom of these electric cars, making it a lot easier, a lot more convenient for the customer. And everybody really loves them. Every single electric car is like a sports car. They're all quick. They all have over 500 horsepower. So everybody I drive in them, they drive it, and they're like, wow, this is amazing. They were like, it's so weird. It's quiet, and it flies as soon as I step on it. So once you get the chance just to experience and learn about it a little bit, it really does open your eyes against like an ICE engine. So it's come a long way. So I encourage everybody to get out and just try them out just to see what it's like and see how you like it.
Now, T-Bird told me this, and I don't understand this, so you can explain. T-Bird, maybe you guys can have this conversation. 1,000 foot-pounds of torque. Now, what exactly does that mean?
So it's basically like the foot-pounds of torque is like you hear horsepower, you hear torque, you hear all them things. Everybody knows what horsepower is. They just instantly relate that to power. But the torque's what gets you going. So a lot of these electric cars, it's all instant torque. So like as soon as you step on it, you're getting shot back. It's like a roller coaster. Like I've driven the Hummer for weeks at a time, and I absolutely love it. Some of those have up to 12,000 foot-pounds of torque, which is crazy. They'll pull a whole G-force off the line. It's like being a Kennywood riding a roller coaster. So it's a lot of fun, and it's nice, too, because if you're ever pulling out in the traffic, it gets you up and moving instantly. So it's pretty neat.
I'm learning a lot as I go here. I didn't know about foot-pounds, but now I do. And torque. I always thought torque was a golf swing, but now I need more of this. Can your torque there help this torque here? I don't think it can. Cadillac, though, has an impressive lineup of electric SUVs, including the Lyriq, the Optiq, the Vistiq, or the Vistiq, if I want to be fancy about it, and the Escalade IQ. So if someone comes in here and is totally oblivious to it, doesn't understand it, and I would include myself in that. I know a little bit now after spending time with you guys, but what would be the big selling points you're going to tell me about EVs?
One of the big selling points is right now is leasing these vehicles. That $7,500, when it's applied to a lease, takes that down a ton, your payment. Everybody that was used to those $300, $400, $500 leases before, On gas cars, they're hard to get now. It's very rare you're able to come by a $300-$500 payment, even on a $30,000 car. A lot of people are surprised on these electric cars. They could be $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, and you can have a $500-$600 lease on them just because of that EV tax credit and the rebates and specials they have on them right now. So that's one of the big things a lot of people are shocked by. And the thing that's nice about leasing is you get to give it back at the end. So a lot of people end up falling in love with these electric cars once they do lease them and end up leasing another one. But it's nice because if you're not 100% on it, it gives you, it's like an extended test drive for 2 or 3 years to really get to experience it. But the other thing that's neat is the integration in these electric cars. Like we were talking about earlier with that range anxiety, these cars do a lot of it for you anymore. They tell you when to charge, where to charge, the most efficient way to charge. Like we just did one the other day. Somebody was going down to Florida for a golf trip, and he has one of the Cadillac Lyrics. And we were able to plan his whole trip. It only added about an hour 45 onto his trip. So you think of a trip down to Florida, you're going to stop and go to the bathroom or get something to eat on a trip like that, which is going to take up more than an hour 45. So a lot of people that have that range anxiety, we call it, the integration in these vehicles is just next to none anymore on basically helping you be comfortable with it.
Logan, I appreciate all the knowledge. Thank you very much, Bob. Logan Christ, ladies and gentlemen. He is here at Number One Cochran Cadillac in Monroeville, and you can visit Number One Cochran Cadillac today. It's on William Penn Highway in Monroeville. It's the Charge and Chill event, or stop and check out these electric vehicles online. You can see them do it there if you want to at CochranCadillac.com. Logan, thanks very much. I know more about lithium than I've ever known in my life now because of this, so come out and check it out at Number One Cochran. In the meantime, we're going to go back to our conversation here, and I'd like to focus more on the Steelers. I think people have said everything there is to say about the Pirates, and if you do want to add to that, that's fine as well. But the bottom line is these conversations are starting to sound an awful lot alike. As far as the Steelers are concerned, this is going to be a very interesting season. Not many people, when this whole thing started this offseason, thought they were going to be a team that was going to be able to compete. Now, all of a sudden, some of the betting odds are up there pretty high on the Steelers, and they believe in what's going on here. And quite frankly, if Aaron Rodgers does get time protected and that 2 years removed from his Achilles, he still can have, and his attitude seems to be the difference, you know, and maybe we're going to see something that changes in the course of the heat of a season and some of the problems that may exist. But for now, he seems to be really embracing this as a last kind of a final dance, the last dance. We've talked about the Chicago Bulls with that. But this may be it for Aaron Rodgers, and he seems to be having fun. He seems to be enjoying the camaraderie that comes with this. Everyone that I've spoken to says that he's a big hit with his teammates, so that could bode well for them, as they know it's going to be one and done here, likely with him. But it could be a pretty magical season if things go the way they expect them to go. 412-928-9370. Joel Nelson back in the hot seat. Dom has left. Joel's over there. Joel, always great to have you on. Let's go to the phone line, sir, and we'll begin with Guy in California. Hello, Guy. How are you?
Hi. It's good that you're back, Bob. Listen, I want to talk about baseball owners real quick, but, you know, it's interesting you talked about the Steelers, 8.5 wins. It's a plus 100, and so it's minus 120, I'm sorry. So that's an interesting bet. But anyways, I rarely talk about baseball, but I do need to say this. You know, the majority of owners of sports teams today are either – sociopathic billionaires are these soulless corporations. And, you know, long gone are those owners. Long gone are the owners that love their teams, love their players, and love their cities. You know, you think Art Rooney Sr., you know, George Halas of the Bears, Snyder of the Flyers. And, you know, some owners are really trying to reach out, like Mark Davis in Las Vegas. He bought a WNBA team. You know, and he's trying to reach out to the community. The reason I bring this up, though, you look at John Fisher. He's the owner of the A's, and he's like a classic sociopath. He rips the team out of Oakland, and he says he's taking them to Las Vegas. They do the ceremonial opening in Las Vegas, but it's a facade and a sham. They stop construction. They don't have he doesn't have the funding for it. It's all part of this media ploy to put pressure on the city to fund the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And what becomes of baseball in the future, I don't know, Bob, but I'd like your opinion on this.
Thanks. Well, I think you're right in many respects. I mean, they're always looking for, you know, taxpayer handouts, whatever they can get from the city. They put pressure on them all the time. They'll throw things like leagues will throw, hey, well, you can host this. Look what it's going to do to your economy. All true. But in return, they want taxpayer money. I think all of them do. So that's where it starts. But, you know, and that's fine to some degree, but I would rather have guys who have that much money fund a lot of their own stuff. You know, you have the wherewithal to do it. Get people who can help you along the way. It shouldn't be that much pressure on taxpayers, on citizens of an area. They have enough problems trying to make ends meet, and you're going to give money to a team and to ownership that has a lot of money. So I generally agree with that. So, Guy, thank you. It's a different perspective, and I'm glad you had a chance to tell us about it. Let's go as we move along to Steve and Shaler. Hello, Steve. How are you today?
Good. How you doing, Bob?
Good. What's up?
Hey, so last night, I'm going to tell you, and over the last couple years watching Bednar, you know when Bednar goes in those funks where he has the three-week spells where he can't do anything. I could see that with Santana last night, and it was like watching Shelton 2.0. You just keep hoping he comes through, and he comes through. Santana didn't have it last night. Make the move. Mattson's in the bullpen. He's down there. The guy's been lights out. You need that win. Let him come in. You know, no one mentioned that all day today. That was the one thing that I noticed last night that I think would have worked last night, bringing Mattson in. Get Santana out. He didn't have it. And Santana's had it, so you should have been able to know right away, this guy's not on tonight for some reason. You know, because Santana's been lights out. But he did not have it, you know, and that was noticeable for him. And it looked like Bednar. And we
yeah, I hear what you're saying, and you're right. He did not have it. He had given up already one home run. But I think he was committed to him in that situation, especially after they traded Bednar. And this is just me watching. I had the same thought, potentially they could make a move, but I thought Donnie Kelly said, this guy is now our closer, I'm going to stick with him and trust him, and he has been good prior to last night, but optics suggest that he did not have his good stuff, and he was missing all sorts of location areas.
Yeah, and that's what bothers me, because we've watched Bednar do that, you know, 20, 30 times over the last 3 years, and it's hard to watch, you know, especially last night, that game. You know,
I got you, Steve.
I think, again,
most managers are going to defer to their guys. When they bring them in, they're going to kind of stick to them. But you're right. In that case, he just didn't have it, and maybe they should have done that. Thanks for the call. One more before we go to break. That's Kevin in the North Hills. Kevin, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Pop. How are you, buddy?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, I got to put that game last night on Donnie Kelly. If we ever needed a win, our offense came through. With all this trade deadline BS, we needed that win. We won – 8 out of the last 9, and Harrington didn't have it. He left him in there too long. You could just tell right away he was struggling with his control, and they should have left Nicklaus probably in there a little bit longer. Anything you needed to do to protect that huge lead, you've got to do. You just can't flounder a game like that. Then they would be 9 out of 10 with Skeens pitching today. It's just so frustrating to see them give that game away.
Well, as far as what that win meant or didn't mean, I at this point it doesn't matter. They're so far out of contention that sure you'd like to win it, especially because it was a terrible team that they're playing and they had them down. That's what makes it worse. If you're playing the Yankees and you see this sort of thing, not that it's acceptable, but you would probably say, well, it's the Yankees or the Dodgers. But this was the Colorado Rockies, for goodness sakes, and they have only had 29 wins all season long. So, from that point of view, I can only tell you what I think he was thinking, which was, I'm going to stick to Santana. He's now our closer, and I'm not going to immediately go against him one game into the David Bednar exit opportunity here. He's now the closer. I'm going to stick with him, and he paid the price for it. Thanks for the call. We'll come back with more. It's 412-928-9370. Bob Pompeiani with you until 1 o'clock. We got the Pirates on the air today. As you heard the caller say, it is a Paul Skeens Saturday. He'll be on the hill against the Rockies after the 17-16 come-from-ahead loss. It was unbelievable. 9-0 Pirates, 15-6 Pirates, and they lose 17-16 last night. If you went to bed early, probably good for you because your heart rate remained the same. But if you stayed up, then you may have had to go on some sort of Eliquis or something like that, one of those meds that helps your heart rate. We're here live at No. 1 Cochran Cadillac in Monroeville. It's the Charge and Chill event. We got tremendous stuff. And if you really are interested in learning more about electronic vehicles, how they work, and why it could be a good upgrade for you, come on out and check it out today. They got a lot of opportunities, including only today, a $1,000 off. Number one, Cochran's already reduced clear-cut price on a new electric vehicles. And I've learned more about lithium batteries than I can possibly have imagined here today. In fact, that it's actually cooking our hot dogs for us as well. It's Bob Pompiani on the road at number one Cochran Cadillac at the Mega Center. Back with more after this on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And we continue to be live here until 1 o'clock. We're at number one Cochran Cadillac Monroeville. It's the Mega Center, and this is the number one Cochran Cadillac Charge and Chill event. Come on out, get some food, some giveaways, special savings on electric vehicles. That's what it's all about today. And even if you're not going to get one right now, you may learn a lot just by snooping around out here. And we can tell you, if you are interested in purchasing one, you can get $1,000 off of number one Cochran's already reduced clear-cut price on a new EV. Plus, keep in mind the $7,500 federal tax credit on electric vehicles permanently expires on September the 30th. So you can take advantage of it while it's still available for you. And it really looks and is applied as an immediate discount on a qualifying EV lease or purchase. So it's like an immediate discount of $7,500. Don't pass that up. Our broadcast equipment today is being powered entirely by a Cadillac electric vehicle. They're also cooking hot dogs. We're getting to a point now where we're going to have everything is done robotically. We won't exist anymore, T-Bird. I don't know what I'm going to do here with all this new advanced stuff. But I can tell you that they have an impressive lineup here. If you're interested in electric SUVs, we have the Lyriq, the Optiq, the Vistiq, or the Vistiq, and the Escalade IQ. Come out, check it out, learn more about lithium batteries, how they work, you know, how many miles you get to the battery. And I mean, these offer 450 miles of battery range. They're fast charging. Everything you need to know is out here at number one Cochran Cadillac in Monroeville. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We're talking about the Steelers and the Pirates, of course. Steelers apparently have another big crowd. I'm heading out there as soon as I'm done here today because we have another of our all-access Steeler training camp specials coming your way tonight, 11:35 on KDKA-TV. Hope you tune in for that. We'll get you caught up on just about everything going on with the Steelers after 2 weeks of training camp. You know, focusing on their division, a lot of people are optimistic about the Steelers, but it's still, to me, it's a very difficult division. Number one, because of the Ravens. I mean, it's as simple as that. They're coming off a 12-5 2024 season. And in the wild card game, you remember that one, how painful it was as the Steelers got beat up down there 28-14. And that was a game in which they just ran the ball almost 300 yards down the Steelers' throats. And this is one of the areas that the Steelers have got to improve upon tremendously, stopping the other team from running the football. It did not happen enough last year. It made them vulnerable in other aspects of their game. And one of the reasons why their, you know, second half of the season, especially the last three games into the wild card, did not turn out well. The Ravens, after that, they went on. They played that divisional game in Buffalo and should have won it, I thought. They lost 27-25. But they, you know, the Ravens are a team that's, I tell you, I picked them to win this division mostly because of Lamar Jackson's continued improvement in the passing game. And last year they became the first team, I think I'm right on this, in NFL history to have a 4,000 passing yard quarterback and then 3,000 rushing yards in a same regular season. They can do that with what they have. And, you know, they've added on some nice players, specifically defensively. Jaire Alexander is really good. Awuzie they brought in. I think Malachi Starks will be an addition to their secondary, which was already good to begin with, I thought. So they're going to be a team to be reckoned with, certainly. And that's one of the things you have to watch out if you're the Steelers. You got to play them twice in the second half of the season. Excuse me. The other part of this is the Bengals. Now, you can tell me that they're going to be a good team, which I think they are a good team. But can they be a playoff team now after missing it two straight seasons? You know, they went to the AFC title game before that Super Bowl, and now all of a sudden they had terrible starts. Last year finished 9-8. They missed the playoffs. You remember they ended the season by beating the Steelers and winning their last five games, but when you're 4-8, it's hard to overcome that, and that's exactly what they were, 4-8 to start the season. They score a lot of points. They gave up more, and they have a new defensive coordinator down there in Al Golden. So I think Cincinnati, if they get the Hendrickson thing figured out, you know, are still going to be a team that's going to have to outscore you, and they can do it. They have that kind of weaponry on offense. So we'll see what happens there. 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Chuck in Bridgeville, who joins us right now. Hello, Chuck. How are you?
How you doing there? I just have one comment to make. Congratulations to Key Brian Hayes, Billy Falter, and the rest of the crew for getting out of the Pirates losing organization. Hope you enjoy the playoffs. That's it.
Well, I don't know about Hayes. Cincinnati still has some ways to go, but he did a home run, although he made an error, too. You know, I think that's a good team for him to go to. I think Terry Francona is a good manager to play for. I think Cincinnati will make a push here at the end of this. But, you know, they still have issues there in Cincinnati. They got some pitching issues that I think may detain them from getting where they need to go. I'm looking at the standings right now because I just want to remind myself where everything is. In the National League, the Brewers and the Cubs are in a battle for the top spot. Cubs are a game behind the Brewers. And then you have the Reds 8 behind. Now, if you want to go down to the wild card situation and analyze that, the Reds are on the outside looking in. They're 3.5 games behind the Padres. That's certainly not insurmountable, but you got to hop over a few teams to get to where you need to go. It's interesting to me, though, that some of the records here with teams that are leading their division are not all that impressive. The Brewers have the best record of any team. Now, I would never have expected that with the money they're paying the Dodgers, and, you know, they're only 64-46. You look at a team like the Phillies and the Mets overpaying for a lot of positions. The Marlins are a surprise here. They were supposed to be in a complete rebuild mode, and here they are at 53-55, a really crazy win for them last night. They're ahead of the Braves by far. They're ahead of the Nationals. They got a better record than a lot of teams, and people thought that team was going to be kind of a rebuilding team. When you look at some of the big names and the kinds of seasons we're having, I'm always interested to find out batting averages. Because it used to be, in order to win a batting championship, you had to bat, 340, something of this nature. Not so much these days. So the league leader from the National League in batting average is Will Smith of the Dodgers at 325, and that is far and above everybody else. Second is Manny Machado at 301. Those are the only two hitters with as many bat requirements that you need to qualify that are over 300. That's it. Even Luis Cerais, who normally is in that range, is under 300. Batting averages are down. There's no question about that. Home runs, this is going to be a two-man battle, or maybe a three-man battle now that it depends. Schwarber is one behind Ohtani, I believe. So Ohtani had some problems pitching the other day. I'm not sure what happened there, if he left the game and if that's affecting him. But 38 home runs is pretty amazing. Kyle Schwarber with 37 of them, and he continues to just be really good at driving in runs. Schwarber has 87 runs batted in. His average stinks, it always does, but man, he can hit the long ball, and he provides a lot for their teams. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. More calls on the way, and then at 1 o'clock, Jason Mackey takes over. He'll have you from 1 to 2, and then he does the pre- and post-game show for the Pirates and Colorado Rockies. And it cannot be any more exciting or disappointing as you saw last night. Jason will talk about that 17-16 loss when it looked like it would be an automatic win after a 9-0 start for the Pirates. That reminded me of the Jim Rooker walk-off game in Philadelphia where he promised to walk back to Pittsburgh. They're not going to blow a lead, and it may have been 9 runs in the ninth. I can't remember the specifics of that, but he ended up walking back to Pittsburgh because they gave up that lead. But that's how bad it was last night as the Pirates blow one 17-16 against Colorado. Jason will be up at 1. I'll be back with more. And if you want to sneak in a call or two, do it right now at 412-928-9370. It's Bob Pompeiani on the road at number one Cochran Cadillac in Monroeville. All right, we're back with the final segment. Bob Pompeiani with you today. It's a Charge and Chill event at number one Cochran Cadillac in Monroeville. Again, come on out. We got some hot dogs actually being cooked by a lithium battery, believe it or not, in a Cadillac car right over here. We have giveaway special savings on EVs. Even if you don't purchase one now, you can learn a lot about them, and you can probably take a test ride as well. Today only, you get $1,000 off number one Cochran's already reduced clear-cut price on a new electric vehicle, $7,500 federal tax credit. It expires on September 30th. Take advantage of it while it's still available. The tax credit is applied as an immediate discount, so just like that, you take that money off the price of the vehicle. And our broadcast equipment is being powered entirely today by a Cadillac electric car. Who knew that this kind of stuff would go on? 412-928-9370. Again, this is a big day for the Steelers. They have an afternoon practice. A lot of people are already out there, excuse me, told that The crowd going in today was long as it's been. People make this a vacation situation. And so they make this kind of a holiday for them. So I expect a big crowd out there today. We'll be broadcasting a special tonight, 11:35 on KDK. It's Steelers All Access. So tune in for that. Also want to remind you about our sponsors who make this show possible. Number One Cochran, of course. Ride in style and go on better with Number One Cochran. PNC Bank, make today the day and check out their virtual wallet because they always do a great job with that department. If you want to make your financing a lot easier to deal with, PNC Bank is your place to go. And Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman, they got your back, not your wallet. Unless you play golf with them, then they got your wallet. They're that good, and they take money from you. Believe me, if you're in their group, watch out. Also, want to remind you about the excuse me, the van. I made a mistake here, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm not going to continue to get Tom to I'm getting all choked up. I went in the break, and I ate a hot dog, and I ate it too fast. And now it's giving me problems. So I'm they're going to be transparent there. I keep looking at Tom here and saying, turn the audio down when I cough, but I don't control my cough right now. It's out of control. So that's the truth. And there's a hot dog that's doing some damage into my vocal cord, so I apologize for that. Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township, southhillskia.net. All right, we'll end where we started, and that's with the Pirate debacle last night. And the fact that they had a 9-0 lead, only to lose 17-16 to a team that had 29 wins coming in. It's just ridiculous how it happened. There were some parts of that game where you're wondering, Thomas Errington comes in and gives up 6 runs. In the bottom of the ninth, they had just traded David Bednar, so Dennis Santana is their closer. And Donnie Kelly was going to stick with him because he is their new closer. Excuse me. Still come. See, this is how Kobayashi feels, right? Whenever he's trying to catch up and he's stuffing those hot dogs down and there's reversals in sight. And this is what I'm going through right now. So they end up getting 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth, the game-winning walk-off home run. So today it should be a little bit different. Paul Skeens is on the mound, and the Skeens Saturday as they'll take on Colorado in the second game of the series. You'll hear it coming up today after Jason Mackey greets you at 1 o'clock. He'll also have the pregame show, the North Shore Tavern leadoff show, leading into that game in Colorado. All right, we're heading out to Steeler camp. This will be a big week coming up because they're the first preseason game. I will know never to eat a hot dog prior to doing the game on Saturday in Jacksonville because if this is the result, then it cannot happen again. But we have that game for you with Charlie Batch and I in the booth. Missy Matthews will be there. Rich Walsh and Chris Hoke will handle all the pre- and post-game stuff. So there's a lot to get to look at this new team, and it is a new team. It's got some big names on it, as I say, 5 new defensive starters, but they also have to come together, and the only way that's going to happen is through repetition. The one thing about the Steelers' schedule, they need to take advantage of it early. Of the 6 games that they play early on, only one of those teams was a playoff team. So they should get out to a pretty good start, knowing that the second half of the season, especially with a game in Ireland followed by a bye week early, is going to be difficult. You're not going to get a bye week in week 9 or 10. It's going to happen early in the season. So they're going to make hay while they can. 412-928-9370. Jason will take your calls coming up. Joel, I'm going to get out early here before I have another reversal on the air, and I don't want that to happen. So thank you to you. Thank you to Dom. Thank you to T-Bird here. And thanks to good people, Number One Cochran in Monroeville, the Cadillac dealership here, because they had a great day here. Come on and check out all of these new vehicles that they have, electric vehicles. And today there are special offers available to you, $1,000 off a Number One Cochran already reduced clear-cut price. You got 7,500 federal tax credits. A lot of things to impress you. If you want to learn just about more electronic vehicles, come out and ask some questions today. They're here, and they have really some of the top SUVs in the market with Lyric, Optic, Vistiq, and Escalade IQ. Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group. And if you look outside, I think you'll know that it's a pretty good weather day, and it's going to be that way for a while. Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Nice day today, high of 77. Tomorrow, more sun on the way, high of 80. That's going to do it. I'm Bob Pompiani. Thanks for joining me today. Coming up next is Jason Mackey, and then it's the North Shore Tavern leadoff show when Paul Skeens takes the mound in Game 2 against Colorado. Have a great day, everyone.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.